Not every shmoneser is going to be the same level. Not every davening is going to be great. But if a person takes the time before davening or during davening and stops and makes a personal request, Hashem, I need help. And we have so many things to ask for. So many things in our life that are worth asking for. And if we hear the words of the Sfona, what the Sfona is saying is that not only does tefillah work, it's the most powerful, potent force on the planet beyond Baba Sali's brachas, beyond the greatest Rebbe giving you a segula. All that stuff pales in comparison to a tefillah that finds favor in Hashem's eyes. And how can it not find favor when a son asks for something that's appropriate, that's proper, that's good? I can't tell you if you're going to ask for $1 million so you could blow it on a Lamborghini, you're going to get it. But I can tell you that if you come as a son to your father and say, Tati, Hashem, my father, I need this. It's not flamboyant. It's not extravagant. It's a need. I need. I need a parnasa. I need health. I need stability in my life. There are things going on I need help with. Please help me. The Sfona is telling us that not only does Hashem listen, that's the most powerful, potent force on the planet. And I want to close with one observation. And that observation is that for a lot of guys, it's hard to daven because, listen, who am I? Listen, I hear Hashem is tremendous, you know, love for people, and Hashem loves to do chesed. But listen, I've been through a lot in my life already. And I've done a lot of things that Hashem's not too happy with. I'm sure not proud of it. So who am I to stand in front of Hashem and say, Hashem, I need these things? Listen to what I want to share with you. We do not say a complete Hallel on Pesach. And since the time you're a little kid, you know the Medrash. The Malachi Hashoris were Bikshu Lo Mashira. The Malachim requested to say Shira when they saw the Mitzrim, when they saw the Egyptian taskmasters being drowned at the Yamsuf, they requested to sing Hallel. This monumental occasion, this one moment of history where Hashem reveals Himself, Hashem shows He's the Melech, Hashem does nisim of the most unimaginable proportions of Malachim wanted to say Shira. And Hashem says, no. Ma'aseh yodai tavu bayam, my handiwork, are drowning. You can't sing Hallel. It's not a joyous occasion. Now listen to what I'm saying to you. If you take the worst Nazi you could imagine, I believe that's the equivalent to an Egyptian taskmaster. You know, we look at the Egyptian, Paro said, no, I won't let my people go. They beat Jews, they killed Jews, they baked babies into walls. They would kill Paro himself. When he had Saras, killed 150 babies to bathe in their blood, and he couldn't bathe in the same blood in the evening that he bathed in the morning because it wouldn't have the same potency, so he killed an additional 150. Not only were they Rishoyim, but they lived through 10 months of the ultimate revelation of Hashem's hand, Dam, Sodeya, Kinim, and after it all, not only did they deny Hashem's existence, they chased the Klal Yisrael into the Yam Suf. To the very bitter end, they wanted to drag us back to further the torture. And Hashem says, you can't sing Shira. What do you mean, can't sing? The Rishoyim, the ultimate wicked people, are destroyed. Hashem says, you can't sing Shira. It's Masa Yadai. It's my handiwork. It's not appropriate. That is the tolerance, the love of a creator for his creations. For a guy, Russia, Kavachomer ben Benosha, Kavachomer to a Jew, to a Bonim, to a child who says to Hashem, listen, I'm not proud of everything I do. It's a rough world out there. I'm trying. I'm sincerely trying, and I'm coming to you, my father, and I'm asking for help. If a person does that, not only are their tefillahs answered, not only do they begin to get accomplished things in this world that they need, but they begin to understand their relationship. I, Hashem, a son to a father who loves me, a father who wants only the best. When a person does that, their whole life takes on a different sense, a different meaning, and they begin to be an Eved Hashem, and they learn how to daven.